It's finally warm enough for boaters to get out on the water again, and that's where our next guest comes in. His passion for boat building and restoration has taken him to the East Coast and Norway for training, and home again to Wisconsin, where he set up J.W. Swan Boat Works.
Josh Swan joins us now. He lives and works in Ashland. Josh, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, Josh, when did you know that you first wanted to spend your life building and restoring wooden boats?
Well, It's kind of an embarrassing story, really, when I reflect back on it. Growing up, I had a real interest in woodworking, and I guess specifically hand tool woodworking. And sometime in high school, I discovered the music of Stan Rogers. I probably listened to way too much Stan Rogers. And he was a Canadian folk singer and kind of stuck pretty close to the themes of wooden boats and the maritime provinces and sort of life on the water. And so after high school, I looked at trying to figure out a way to turn that interest into a trade or a vocation. And so I moved out to Newport, Rhode Island, and enrolled in a two-year boat building program, and I guess with some awfully romantic notions. So it's a little silly when I reflect back on how I got into it.
So you listened to a lot of the Mary Ellen Carter, huh?
Exactly. And now, for better or worse, my oldest son is now, I don't think my wife's too excited, but he's getting very into Stan Rogers, albeit from, no pressure from me.
So. No shame there. He's a good musician. Well, how do you train for something like wooden boat restoration? It seems like something that, in today's modern age of fiberglass and high-tech stuff, wooden boats are something of a throwback. How do you train for that?
Well, I mean, I suppose they are. I mean, I guess in the big picture of, let's say, recreational boating, wooden boats represent a really small percentage of that. But kind of within that context of the wooden boat industry, it's pretty thriving right now. And so where I was, where I spent 2 years in Rhode Island, it was an opportunity to learn a little bit about a lot of different things. It was where I was, it was kind of an amalgam of a school, museum, working shipyard, and they just kind of, we just tried to, especially with restoration, everything can be a little bit different. And so, it's as I tell people, I know, more than some and less than others. It's definitely one of the things I like about it is that I feel like I'll always know less than more. It's a really exciting field to be in.
Well, what's special to you about working specifically with wooden boats?
Well, I mean, wood feels pretty intuitive to me. A couple of species globally, it's naturally buoyant. And so I feel like it makes sense to make a boat out of wood. And I think people look at them as these kind of real mysterious things because there's no straight lines. But honestly, it's very logical. I mean, the sort of the lineage of boat building, I mean, these guys were, foresters, loggers, farmers. I mean, it's a really elegant form of logic, and there's a lot of, it just feels very intuitive.
One of the things you did, aside from training in Rhode Island, is you went to Norway to study boat building. What did you learn there?
I had a fantastic time in Norway. And actually, one of the things that I, enjoyed most was the shop that I was in was, it was almost, I mean, it was very kind of an anachronism in that it was almost pre-industrial. So we were using just a minimal edge tools. And I found that after kind of a fall in that shop, prior to that, I'd actually had a few sort of health scares just being around fine dust and rotten wood and the fine dust of rotten wood, but it's really healthy. I mean, you've got there's no fine dust in the air, and you're just, I was dealing with kind of big chips, and it felt really good on a lot of levels. Kind of most basically, it was just, I'd end the day, and it felt just really, like I said, just really healthy.
Now, you've worked on quite a few boats by now. You've built some, you've restored some. Can you tell us about a project that's been especially dear to your heart?
Well, I've had a couple of really neat opportunities to work in a public setting, and so one of those was I was able to work up at a museum up in upstate New York in the Adirondack Mountains, and I really have enjoyed the situations where I can build a boat, but where the process is as much of a goal as the result. And so I get to disseminate information and talk to people about boats and explain, what I'm using, but also sort of why, I'm building what I'm building or why this boat exists. And so when I've been in those situations where I get to talk with the public about what I'm doing, I get to talk about wooden boats. I mean, that just feels like a really great job description.
And I heard you also worked on a 90-year-old boat that was once commissioned by the Norwegian royal family.
I did. Yep, that was a racing sloop, and it had been designed by a Norwegian yacht designer named Johan Anker, and it had been built in Norway to celebrate the city of Oslo, kind of returning to the country of Norway in the mid-20s. And through a variety of circumstances, the boat ended up in Michigan. And it was kind of by proximity, and it ended up in my shop, and where I, it was basically a complete rebuild, and then it's actually been shipped back overseas.
Mm, what did it look like when it was done?
Sleek, very fast. It was a boat that was designed to go really, really fast and be right on that edge of failure. I mean, everything was really lightly built. It was pretty challenging.
Do you take a lot of your own boats out onto the waters of Lake Superior?
Well, if I had more time to build and work on my own boats, I suppose I would. I did build for our family just a little center console outboard skiff. We've got a little rowboat and a wood canvas canoe. But quite frankly, it's a little frustrating to be so close to the lake and yet not get on it more.
So you live close to the shores of Lake Superior. You're in Ashland. Does that inform the kind of boats that you work on and the boats that you build, as opposed to, say, if you were applying your craft on the shores of the Atlantic Ocean, for example?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, especially, I'm moved into my own shop that I've built on our property, and so I'm really excited to have kind of the space in my schedule to start building new construction. That's really kind of fits the type of waters that are around here, both on Lake Superior and inland. And certainly, and kind of dovetailing into that is also there's a lot of great boat building timber in Wisconsin. So trying to use construction styles that really incorporate wood that I can get, fairly locally.
And how are wooden boats different when you take them out on the lake?
Well, Well, for one thing, they're quiet. I don't know if you've ever had the experience of being in, say, an aluminum canoe or a rowboat.
Yeah.
And banging an oar or a paddle against it. It's really loud. Wooden boats, it's wood is an insulator, and so you don't get that kind of loud noise. And also, because it's an insulator, they're never quite too hot or too cold. So, say, on a cold day, they feel pretty warm to be inside. And on a really hot day, there's really no better place to take a nap than, on the inside of a wooden boat. It just sort of feels like you're in a, leaning up against a bench in a sauna.
So you think Stan Rogers would be excited if he were still with us to learn that he'd inspired a boat builder from Wisconsin?
I think so. Maybe his son Nathan is listening to this, and he's excited for his father. So, yeah, no, I... I don't always admit that, but that's kind of, I suppose how I got into all of this.
Well, thanks for sharing it with us. Josh, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
We've been speaking to Josh Swan. He restores and builds wooden boats at JW Swan Boatworks in Ashland.